Welcome to joining us in the AOI studio with the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce and Gaylene Steinbach with Lulabee Chocolates. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Glad to be here.
I am really excited about this talk because I love what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we go back years and years.
We do.
And so, I'm just obsessed with everything that you, your whole journey has been so fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It has been a journey.
Yeah. And a labor of love. Like it has not been the easiest path, but you have made it to this beautiful retail store. Mm-hmm. So, and I do want to start out with something fun.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to hear with your chocolates, what is your favorite flavor of chocolate? And this might be asking you like who your favorite child is.
It is. And I was just going to say that because it is. People will come in and they'll say, which one is your favorite? And I'm like, oh, that is so hard because it is. It's just like children and you go, oh, the lemon. Oh my gosh, you're so bright and sunny and fun to be around. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have another one who's, you know, you're so introspective and you're empathetic and you're just warm and huggy, like like the hazelnut, you know, where it's just like, oh, it's so good. So it is really hard.
Okay.
But I do have to say, and this is actually what I end up doing with everybody. I'm like, well, some of my favorites are, I love my lemon. I love my lemon bonbon.
I didn't know you had lemons.
Yes.
Okay.
And I definitely am somebody who believes that you shouldn't be, is that lemon? I want you to know it's lemon.
Oh.
So I like a nice strong tart lemon. So my lemon bonbon, our mint leaf is one of the very first ones that we did, and it remains a good one. And then if I think about any more, they'll become my new favorites too. So I better stop there.
Okay. Well, let's flip it on its head then. Who's your biggest trouble child of chocolate? I feel like that one should be easier.
I know. Of chocolate, white chocolate is the trouble child.
Okay.
It's very temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if it's like, oh, it's a little too humid, it won't work well for you. So there are a lot of times that we scratch our heads with the white chocolate.
Yeah.
So doing anything, whether we're shelling a bonbon or just working with white chocolate, it does become a little bit of a challenge. And that is the problem child of the chocolates, if you
ask me.
That's okay.
I get challenging when it's humid out too, so
yeah, don't we all?
That's fair. I know, it's true. Which honestly, like, that's how I remember meeting you, is we were at Glacial Till.
Mm-hmm.
And you were inside, and I remember thinking, oh, I would love to be inside right now. But you started out with very humble beginnings, like most mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that early on part of the journey. Like how did you come to start this?
Okay. Well, starting with, obviously, I grew up with my mom making chocolates in our home and giving them as gifts for the holidays.
Oh, cool.
So I grew up with that and very familiar with that as being a gift and a labor of love. And I didn't have much of an interest in it, but many years later, she did gift me a box of chocolates that were the most beautiful pieces I had ever seen. And then we cut them into four, and each of us in my family, we had a small little quarter, and the flavors blew me away.
Aww.
And it piqued my interest to no end. And so I just wanted to learn as much as I could. Started taking classes, reading everything I could, experimenting, and I was experimenting in my house, finally my family was tired and they said, maybe you should see if you can make a business of that here in Lincoln. And so I needed a professional kitchen, found a place to rent, and cooked out of there. And I did. So my beginnings are very, very humble. I started out by going to pop-ups, doing different events, and trying to get my name out there. We had a small little website that didn't have much traction, but that's how you began.
Yeah.
Started reaching out to other local businesses for some wholesale contacts. Mm-hmm. And slowly, just over a five-year period of time, had made enough contacts and had created a name that... And I was outgrowing the space that I was renting. So after I had been in business for 5 years, it was at that point that I moved into my retail spot. And we've been there now for 5 years.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. It's stunning.
Thank you.
I walked in. It's beautifully curated.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with it. So
Thank you.
And it's kind of in the perfect spot in Village Gardens.
Mm-hmm. It's in Village Gardens. Yep. Right behind Campbell's Nursery. And our neighbors are Art and Soul and Hero and Catalyst. So yeah, it's a great little spot.
No, well done.
Thank you.
How is that process of finding a location and working to get that going? Was that working in the community?
I tell you, I have learned so many.
I know exactly.
I have learned so many lessons, and a lot of them from failures, and then just figuring it out. I never had business training.
Yeah.
My education is in dental hygiene. I was a dental hygienist for 17 years, and so this was me just jumping. How do you have employees? And I feel like it took me a long time to get my arms around the business.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel very comfortable with it right now. I have learned a lot, continue, of course, as all businesses, to grow and make mistakes and learn from them and change and grow and expand and contract and all of those things.
Right.
So it's been a huge learning experience, but it's been really fun too.
I mean, never a dull moment, I feel like.
Oh my goodness. And I say that all the time. Yeah. I always say that there's always something happening.
It's true. I don't think people realize the value of the entrepreneurship in general. And I hear this over and over with businesses and entrepreneurs, is that the failing forward and expanding your comfort zone with that, it's huge. It's huge. And it pushes us to, like, the next time that failure happens, you get up faster, you pivot faster, and it gets easier. Mm-hmm. I feel like, but yeah, I don't know if you feel that.
I do. I do. Even this morning, one of my team was showing me something and they were like, okay, this didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, we swung and we missed, but we swung, you know, so we'll just try it again. So yes. Yeah, it definitely is. I think that's the thing that I've learned the most with doing all of this, is how much you have to become adaptable and you have to be able to pivot and change all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think as a society and as an ecosystem, just in entrepreneurship and businesses, it needs to become the norm and the conversation of like, hey, this happens, this is going to happen. And your success is riding on if you can pivot and if you can, like, keep going and keep trying and just go with it. Kind of rolling with the punches, I suppose.
It really is.
We get a lot of punches, but yeah.
It really is. And I know that personality-wise, that is one of my stronger suits, is my adaptability.
Yeah.
And boy, I didn't know that was going to be so important with having your own business.
That's fair. I do want to hear a little bit about Lincoln and how has it been building the business here specifically in Lincoln? Good, bad,
ugly. I am so glad that we're here in Lincoln. You know, I opened my retail store November of 2020.
Yeah.
And the community has, you know, of course, during that time, I had so many customers that came in that said, I'm buying everything local this year. I'm buying everything local.
That was a hard time
to open.
That
was a hard time to open.
Yeah.
As we're dealing with COVID and all of that. And the community just came out and supported, which is amazing. Such a great, that's so great. Mm-hmm. What a great thing about our community. And I still feel like the emphasis, the importance on supporting our small local businesses is so true within this community. I couldn't stay alive if we didn't have a community as great as ours that really helped to support small businesses and believed in them.
I could not agree more. I think that Lincoln does, in a lot of ways, and this is something I hear over and over, is we are a big small town and mm-hmm. we do show up for our local community. And I think that's very prevalent in the amount of small business and that is able to thrive here. Like mm-hmm. we have a really strong ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to hear you say that as well.
Yes. Oh, but I'm super proud of our community. Yeah. And I say it all the time because they help, they're keeping me afloat and it's great. It's really great.
Yeah. So tell me what's next. What are something that you're working on that's like your next big move that you're really excited about?
We've got summer coming up, so we've got plans for summer, going to try and introduce a few different things, summer things,
okay.
A few drinks. All of our bonbons, actually, we have a theme of, for our summer collection, a soda shop.
Oh, cute.
Theme, so all of our bonbons will relate to that. And so then we're bringing other items in that kind of still go with that same flow.
Oh,
have some exciting things that are going on there.
Yeah.
Mother's Day's coming up. And so we are working on a trio of chocolate bars that are filled with different caramels mm-hmm. that are amazing. Such as a lavender and a hibiscus, very floral.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be like the Mother's Day bouquet.
Oh,
that's delicious.
It. That's so cute.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. I love it. How can everyone find you?
So you can always find me 24/7 at lulubychocolates.com.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find me at the retail store, which is on 56th and Pine Lake. We're right behind Campbell's Nursery. Again, Art and Soul are my neighbors, Hero, Catalyst.
Yeah.
It's a really pretty easy place to be. And we're there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love that. I will definitely be in to get my mother-in-law some chocolates.
Yes. As Mother's Day's coming up.
Yeah.
You bet.
Oh, absolutely.
Moms do love chocolate, you know.
Everyone. I
know.
Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't say that, like, I know you do a lot of great wholesale stuff for companies as well, which I think mm-hmm. is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely take a look at that for sure.
Yes.
But
yes.
Otherwise, thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation and hearing more about what you're doing. And I love seeing you succeed. So
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course.
It's been my honor. I adore you.
Warm fuzzies.
Yes.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us in the AOI studios with Gaylene Steinbach at Lulubee Chocolates.